You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To the south of France, Occitane, Simon Constable, writing for Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications, reporting on the climate in Occitane. When last we spoke, Simon was in two jumpers, those are sweaters, commenting on the snowfields surrounding his beautiful landscape in the south of France. This is farm country, agrarian base, lots of animals, lots of wheat field, lots of fields rich with arable soil and a snowfield. Simon, the south of France snowing, no snow in New England, peculiar. Is the snow still with you? What are the daytime temperatures? Good day to you.
Good day to you, John. I am pleased to say it has warmed up. It is now a one sweater day indoors, probably a sweater and a coat outdoors. Now it's in the 40s, 40s Fahrenheit. And at night, it no longer goes below freezing point, which is very good because, earlier in the year, and I realize there's not much of the year we've been through yet. It was really, really frigid at night. But now the daytime, the sun is out. It's not a particularly bright day, but it's still shining there. I'm very happy. When I see the sun, I'm very happy.
We check on the European climate because it's a profound connection to the war fighting in Ukraine and to the years ahead as Europe converts from over-relying, some say, on Russian energy fields and moves to other contributors. We move from the climate, the happy climate in the south of France, to the question of worldwide recession. They are linked. The recession was always predicted on the basis of the spike in energy costs for electricity, for natural gas, for petroleum. So first I check on the prices of diesel fuel, especially refined oil in the south of France, and then the price of food. Simon, you're in farm country. I'm going to presume that you're not spending a lot of money on a loaf of bread, where you can spend $6 for a loaf of bread in the East Coast of the United States, and more than that for a dozen eggs. How have you noticed egg prices and bread prices in Occitane changing in any fashion in these last weeks?
Not at all. Rather happily, not at all. So a loaf of bread, I just got one this morning and it was less than $1.50 for a very nice loaf of bread with a lot of grain in it and whole wheat and all the rest of it. And eggs, you know, you can get a dozen for maybe $4. It's a reasonable price and it's not shocking at all. And I guess that's because we don't really have an avian flu crisis here that America does. That's for the egg situation. And we're right in the middle of wheat country here in Occitane.
And the price of diesel fuel for your automobiles, for other automobiles, diesel dominates in Europe. Has it changed in any fashion?
It's crept up a little bit. So it's now decidedly hovering around two euros a gallon, which would make it, I'm sorry, a liter. I should say a gallon. If only it was two euros a gallon. It's 2 euros a liter. So think about $7 there, which is up a little bit when it was in the 190s. So that's a little bit more. If it continues to go this way, it will be uncomfortable, but that is in line with the oil price rising too. So we've noticed that the price of Brent crude has nipped up a little bit, which is what you would expect. You know, car fuel is going to go up. No problem there. We're now at $86 per barrel of Brent crude, which is the European benchmark.
Here in New England, diesel fuel is just under $6. So it's not too divert from what you're seeing, given the profound differences in distribution and extraction. We have a lot of oil in America. We don't import, we export. Now to the question of recession, which very much connects to the question of the price of commodities. There is a piece in Forbes recently suggesting from research that there is a contraction, there is a slowdown, but no recession. I was keen on this article because what we had reported in these last hours is that Europe, the EU, the Eurozone, expecting a recession to begin in the fourth quarter, avoided it, just barely, but avoided it. It did not contract negative. It attributes this, the Germans and the Italians did contract, but the French and Spain expanded, French and Spanish expanded, and the Ireland economy also expanded. So what is the general opinion from your point of view of a recession? Is it imminent here in the U.S. or is it unknown?
I don't think it's imminent. Eventually, there will be a recession because there always is. These come around periodically. It's very hard to predict them. But from the data I'm looking at, and from the information you mentioned in the written piece on the research, you find that there's really nothing pointing to a recession other than the Fed basically saying it wants one. And that isn't happening yet. We're seeing, you know, strong labor markets. There is actual growth in Western Europe. There is actual growth in America. It is fascinating. No recession imminently. Maybe there will be one in a couple of months. I don't know, but I'm not seeing it.
We remain suspicious because one of the things that you do is write for Barron's, where all the bulls gather every week to say, all right, fine. Because Barron's is famous for being a bearish report. Hence, it's Barrons, but as far as the bulls are concerned, it's Bears always. And the bulls want this no recession talk very much. It remains undetermined. I just note that research is supporting a slowdown. That's profound enough. Now to the question of climate again, because climate determines the price of energy, determines the resources for going forward, not only this winter, but 24, 25, 26, indefinitely. There is also an article in Forbes, I find, pointing to the eruption in the South Pacific a year ago, Tonga, an explosion that, according to this article, changed the weather in the Pacific, changed the global weather. And right now, that's still speculation, but it's wonderful to consider how volcanoes are now part of our prices. We have to read in the volcano when we come to price stability.
Absolutely, we do. What was interesting was that Tonga was the volcano, and it erupted mid-January last year, so it's 12 months ago, and that was the equivalent of the blast was 18 million tons of TNT. So that's way more than the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs that were dropped at the end of World War II. And in addition to that, 50 million metric tons of water vapor were put in the atmosphere. So that's an increase of about 5%. Now, why do we worry about this? Because it's going to change the climate for a while, and we're probably going to have massive swings in temperature. So it can go from record hot to record cold, or back the other way in a matter of weeks. It won't be gradual, which is what I think most of us have grown up with. And of course, that's going to impact things like crops, you know, wheat and corn and livestock and all the rest of it. And it's also going to impact heating and cooling bills. So if it goes to really, really cold from really, really hot, you're still going to have to spend money on natural gas or coal or whatever it is you use to heat. And then if it goes back up hot again, you'll need it to cool. So this is not going to be good for anyone, and probably will push inflation up again if it turns out as expected. And I always like to say this about the weather forecasting. Weather forecasting is really a tricky game. It's and I grew up in a country where it's extra tricky. So trying to forecast a day ahead is hard. A year ahead is really, really hard.
Simon Constable, writing for Barron's and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications in the south of France, where the good news is the snowfield is gone. The temperatures during the day rise into the 40 degree Fahrenheit. And that means that Europe again is not going to be burdened with energy costs, at least in the foreseeable days. I'm John Basham.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.